Imagine discovering your family history was completely wrong, that your ancestors weren't who you thought, and your heritage was far more complex than family stories suggested. This is exactly what's happening to our collective human story. Ancient DNA research has demolished myths of racial purity and rewritten human evolution. Through breakthrough technology that extracts and analyzes DNA from ancient bones, we can now peer directly into our past, witnessing how populations formed, mixed, and migrated across the globe in ways invisible to traditional archaeology. What began with just 5 ancient human genomes in 2010 has exploded into thousands, revealing that we are all products of repeated population mixtures throughout prehistory. Our DNA serves as a remarkable biological stopwatch. Each genome contains approximately 3 billion chemical building blocks, with about 3 million differences between unrelated people. These differences accumulate over time at a relatively steady rate, allowing scientists to calculate when populations diverged. While early studies focused on mitochondrial DNA, passed down maternally, and Y chromosomes, passed down paternally, we now know these represent just tiny fractions of our ancestry. Our genome is actually a mosaic of fragments from countless ancestors. Each generation creates about 71 new splices when chromosomes recombine during reproduction. 10 generations back, we have around 757 ancestral DNA stretches, but 1,024 actual ancestors, meaning some ancestors contributed no DNA to us. By 20 generations back, our ancestors vastly outnumber our DNA fragments. This explains why Queen Elizabeth II almost certainly inherited no DNA from William the Conqueror, despite their genealogical connection. Going back 50,000 years, our genomes scatter into more than 100,000 ancestral DNA stretches, meaning we inherit genetic material from nearly everyone in our ancestral population who successfully reproduced. Until about 40,000 years ago, multiple human species coexisted on Earth. Neanderthals dominated Europe for hundreds of thousands of years. Despite their primitive reputation, they crafted complex tools, cared for their sick, and created symbolic art, including eagle talon jewelry and stone circles dating back 130,000 to 180,000 years. Svante Paabo's team sequenced the Neanderthal genome using preserved bones with rigorous anti-contamination measures. Their discovery showed non-African genomes today contain approximately 1.5 to 2.1% Neanderthal DNA, with East Asians having higher percentages than Europeans. The distribution of Neanderthal DNA in modern humans is uneven. Over half our genome contains none, while some regions exceed 50%, suggesting natural selection removed Neanderthal DNA from specific areas, particularly those related to male fertility. Most people carry hundreds of Neanderthal gene variants affecting immune function, fat processing, and more. In 2008, a child's pinky bone from Siberia's Denisova cave revealed DNA from previously unknown human relatives who separated from Neanderthals 470,000 to 380,000 years ago. Indigenous populations east of Wallace's line show the highest Denisovan ancestry, 3 to 6%. With Tibetans inheriting a beneficial mutation for high-altitude survival. Evidence suggests Denisovans themselves interbred with an even more ancient, super-archaic population that separated from our lineage 0.9 to 1.4 million years ago. Modern Europeans descend from 3 distinct ancestral populations that merged within the last 10,000 years. Indigenous hunter-gatherers, who had inhabited Europe since the Ice Age, were joined by Anatolian farmers around 9,000 years ago, introducing agriculture and new genetic lineages. The most dramatic transformation came 5,000 years ago with the Yamnaya culture from the Eurasian steppe. These nomadic herders revolutionized their landscape by combining wheeled wagons with domesticated horses to exploit vast grasslands. The Yamnaya themselves formed from Eastern European hunter-gatherers and a population related to ancient Armenians and Iranians. Their expansion transformed Europe's genetic landscape within centuries. The corded ware culture across Central Europe derived about three-quarters of their ancestry from Yamnaya-related groups, while in Britain, the Bellbeaker migration replaced at least 90% of the existing population. The builders of Stonehenge were almost entirely displaced. This massive population movement likely spread Indo-European languages across Eurasia, evidenced by shared vocabulary for wagons and wheels, technology that appeared around 6,000 years ago. Like the Himalayas formed from colliding plates, India's cultural landscape emerged from population collisions. Genetic analysis reveals Indians descend from two divergent groups, ancestral North Indians, ANI, related to Europeans and Central Asians, and ancestral South Indians, ASI, unrelated to groups outside India. This mixing followed clear patterns. Indo-European language speakers typically have more ANI ancestry than Dravidian speakers, and higher status castes show higher ANI proportions within the same region. Gender imbalances appear in the data. Y chromosome patterns indicate 20 to 40% of Indian men descend from a single male ancestor within the last 4,800 to 6,800 years, while mitochondrial DNA is almost entirely ASI origin. This suggests ANI genetic contribution came predominantly from males. Chromosome segment analysis shows all Indian groups experienced ANI-ASI mixture between 4,000 to 2,000 years ago, coinciding with the Indus civilization collapse and Rig Veda composition. This genetic evidence provides a timeline for one of history's most significant cultural transformations, showing how India's diversity emerged from ancient convergences. Genome-scale studies show most Native Americans descend from a single first American ancestral group. Genetic data reveals a north-to-south settlement pattern from Alaska, with ancient DNA confirming strong regional continuity. Ancient samples relate more closely to present-day populations in the same regions than to distant Native Americans. The migration story has additional complexity. Some Amazonian groups show unexpected genetic links to Australasians, suggesting an ancient ghost population called Population Y that was likely widespread but later marginalized, surviving mainly in the Amazon. These findings have resolved a linguistic debate. Joseph Greenberg's controversial classification of Native American languages into three families, Eskimo Aleut, Na-Den, and Amerind, has been largely validated by genetic evidence. His Amerind category corresponds closely to the first American genetic grouping, though he missed substantial mixing between these groups. These early pioneers adapted to diverse environments, from Arctic tundra to Amazonian rainforest to Andean highlands. The genome revolution has transformed our understanding of human identity. Ancient DNA evidence reveals that virtually every human group stems from repeated population mixtures. Today's populations aren't direct descendants of those who lived in the same locations 10,000 years ago. They're complex blends of ancient populations. This genetic evidence undermines biologically based nationalism. Nazi claims of a pure Aryan race collapse when we discover the people they idolized came from Russian steppe migrations. Claims of population purity anywhere fail under genetic scrutiny. Average genetic differences do exist between populations in traits like disease susceptibility and metabolic abilities. The challenge is acknowledging these differences without falling into racial determinism or hierarchy. The genome revolution offers a shared history as an alternative to racism and nationalism. Mixing is fundamental to human nature. Our common story is one of migration, adaptation, and blending. Each of us carries DNA from hundreds of ancestors from different places, connecting us to the broader human family. This deeper understanding of our origins holds potential for greater human unity. A recognition that we are all equally entitled to our rich, complex human heritage.